into the hospital.
Blog Talk Radio.
To leave home. See, that's the difference. I don't just truck blind. I don't just truck blind. He's not going to just tell him something to me just because somebody said, I got this new and I got a new this and new that. And I was surprised. No. When I'm going to the hospital, I know exactly what need I have left.
All right, 720 area code. I hope you all are prayed up, and don't forget, we will have a brand new academy with new lessons, a spiritual boot camp, all right? And for those who don't know, here are the topics: man's purpose, God's wisdom intended for man. We must get what? We must get in control and understand that Satan is at war with man. They're masking that as the evil patriarchy, okay? And they have aligned a social army against us, okay? Women who are misandrous against men, men who are feminine, who don't love, who hate masculine men, okay? They've all aligned them together. Women who choose other women because they hate men, they've aligned a whole group as Satan's soldiers to attack the patriarchy, okay? The patriarchy is man, okay? There's nothing wrong with the patriarchy. This is how we got here. And the reason why they're focusing on attacking the patriarchy is because what? The spirit of masculinity is God himself. The purpose of a woman will be a lesson, the Holy Spirit, how to apply the law of Moses through Christ, and the judgment for rebellion. All of the extra-biblical text, as well as the Bible, on what? The judgment in hell. That and more for the next Hebrew and Bible Academy, and I hope you all are part of it. Go to historytimes.org. All right, let's go down the line. Trish has a comment. Trish.
Well, Shalom, Elder. How are you today?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. Yourself?
Absolutely. Blessed by the best, and the higher is his name. I just wanted to give a quick comment on what you've been speaking about as far as being in sin and being unhealthy in your mind and allowing the enemy to kind of take over. I had a real quick testimony. When all the lockdown and all that stuff happened, I was in a place of negativity, you know, adultery, smoking chronic, all that stuff. And it was my brother who introduced me to GOCC and pretty much saved my life. My brother told me he could see me going down a dark path. He could see how negative I was and how things were progressing. And he introduced me to GOCC, and I'm telling you, Elder, Elder Lawyer, everything about GOCC saved my life. I stopped doing everything I was doing. I'm doing detox now to get that stuff out of my system. And, like, life hasn't been better ever in my whole 47 years of being alive. I haven't felt this good. And just to hear you speak about, and I just finished reading Job a couple days ago. So just to hear you speak about how you have to be sober-minded to accept the Most High and to have his presence with you, I know this for a fact. I know this for a fact. I have family members who have posted online that, oh, God, why all these problems happening to me? Why is all this medical stuff going wrong with me? Well, it's what you put in. If you put the enemy and all his foods and all his extracurricular activities into your system, you allow him to take over. You give him the opportunity to have your vessel and do what he will with it. But if you don't ever give the Most High an opportunity to get in, how can you expect him to help you?
You're right.
This was an amazing teaching this evening. It touched on everything that I've been going through for the last couple years, and I'm telling you, I'm living testimony that if you let the enemy in, he's gonna take over. You give him that opening and let him do what he's gonna do, he's gonna do it. You know, but you can't turn around and blame the Most High when things ain't going right if you're continuing the same activity that, you know, that's not good for your vessel. So I wanted to put that out there. I want to say thank you, Sawada, to you, GOCC. Everything that you guys are doing is amazing, and I can't wait for the next academy.
Thank you, sister. Bless you. I really appreciate you, Tris. Welcome
yes,
to the
sir.
Family. You know, we care for you. So, hey.
Absolutely.
Just what your brother did for you, try to do for the rest of your family. If it be the Most High's will, they'll come through too, okay?
Yes, sir, I am, and I will. And thank you so much, right. Elder. Thank you. God bless.
All right. All right. Right on. Bless you, sister. What a testimony. 910 area code, then 317. Okay, 910, I'll get with you in a moment. Make sure that I'm not playing in the background, okay? It's bad radio. 317 area code, please make sure, brothers and sisters, that, you know, you at least cut it off in the background while you're on the phone. I know sometimes I pop in from nowhere without preparation, so I'm giving you an opportunity. Cheryl, I'm about to bring you in, and after that, Tracy, okay? Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Shalom, Elder Ricard.
Shalom.
First thing I want to say, God, I've been dealing with a question, asking God about the last 2 weeks, and I've been saying, God, I need you to give me an answer. Tomorrow I am scheduled to go see my doctor at 12 o'clock, and I was going in for some depression medicine. Well, this is my answer, to trust him. He has just healed me from so many things, from sarcoidosis. I had a stroke during the COVID time. I just thought, you know, God, have you forgot about me? I got this horrible autoimmune, which he told me over and over, I will deliver you through, but not from. I'm totally healed. I had a stroke. I was in the hospital 5 days. I walked out. Even the hospital and the nurses and stuff could not believe it. So I just want to tell you, thank you. And again, thank the Most High first for letting me know tomorrow I will not be getting on any depression medicine.
Oh, praises be to the Most High. And sister, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give someone your phone number who could help you, you know, with some of what you're dealing with, okay? If you don't
please
mind.
Do. Please do. And I emailed the church last week, and you had Tony from another part of Florida. I'm in Florida, Clearwater, and I can't reach him now. So
yeah.
I'm just
going to have a sister call you. You can let her know
okay.
what you're dealing with, and then, you know, she's an expert in a lot of these areas you're talking about, and I'm sure, you know, because, you know, there's other options outside of some of the stuff out there, because one thing about issues, you can't mask them. You can't mask your issues. When you come off of whatever it is, you're still dealing with the same reality. And believe it or not, being depressed and going through things, let me tell you, that's a natural feeling that one must overcome to get to the next stage in life. Sometimes the Most time, don't you know, when I lost my house and all, I was depressed. The last thing I needed was something to make me think, you know, to the contrary. It motivated me to get out of that depression.
Right. Right.
So it's how
right.
you aim. Yeah, you have to be motivated through it. And then what happens? Now you've taken the next step, in life to understand how to overcome. So many times we seek to mask things, and Christ, no, let's deal with all the ugly. Let's deal with all of that. All the ugly that makes it, I don't like myself and I'm always down on myself. Deal with it all. Because then you got to go to the Most High, and then the Most High is going to answer, well, you're going through this because you know you should be doing this. Well, you should do that. Now he's guiding you through and you're better for it. But as long as you stay in one place and try to mask it, where's the advance? Where is the next step in life? Right? And so many times we want to pop things and just to what? To avoid the reality that we still live under. So we've all gone through depressed moments. We've all gone through things. But, hey, our forefathers, think about this. Our forefathers, sisters, went through chattel slavery. Think about being separated from your family, being a self, being taken from a strange land. And guess what? There was nothing they could have given us back then, as far as science is concerned, to mask that reality. They went through it. And because they went through it, we're here. Okay? So the reality is we have to honor who we are. We have to honor the strength of our forefathers who went through things without masking it. Right?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called tonight, and we're going to make sure we lift you up in prayer. And also, I'm going to get somebody to call you so that you can, you know, you can get to where you used to be, your bubbly self. How about that?
Right. And the more I study and falling in love with the Most High, you know, the enemy always brings up this one. And, you know, anytime something has you hopeless, you know, that's from the pit of hell. So, yes, have them reach out to me.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. During this phone call, don't you feel more encouraged? Do you feel depressed right now?
Not a bit.
Not a bit. There you go. So it's where you put your mind to, right? So don't think on the negative and just stay encouraged, sister. All right?
I will, and I'm continuously praying for my church, GOCC.
Well, thank you. And we feel it. We appreciate it. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
All right. Tracy has a comment.
Hi. I came in, I think, 40 minutes after you started. Did you guys talk about the Eastern Acuran encephalitis virus?
Oh, no. We don't really go into viruses in particular. I would say we're not going to be on long. Just go back and see the whole broadcast. You'll understand. We were just talking about, in general, some of the mind control, mind weapons that are out there, or I would say more so, connection between the senses of people's mind and the God of this world, hallucinations and all these others, and what tools they make so that Satan can now sit in people's mind and guide those who belong to him.
Okay.
We also went into the directive energy weapons that the government has patented. So just wait till this is done. Look at it back. This particular broadcast has been a wealth of information, but all in all, we're going to trust in the Most High, right? And allow those who don't trust the Most High to choose their God and be taken with the devices of the devil. That's it in a nutshell. Okay.
I'd like to talk about the weapons, on how they can get into a non-sober mind or a mind-controlling. There's a it's called Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus. It's already killed people, and 30% of the
Sister, I don't go into details with names like that because that's more disturbing. Some of the guidelines of this page.
So you have
to understand how I was straddling the fence while breaking this down. So wait for us to make sure you write this down and wait for Patreon to explain what you're going to explain. Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just that when I, you have to realize what I have to do to keep this page. And I, unfortunately, sister, I apologize. It's just that I know you came in late. So I understand, you know, I'm very careful on protecting this page. Okay. So I apologize. I wasn't able to receive what you wanted to bring forth for this page, but do it on Patreon. I'd be more than happy to hear it. 270 area code. Tyler.
Hello?
Yes, Tyler. How are you? Good evening.
Shalom, Elder. This is Tyler. I've called you before. I had a question. Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I didn't know if it hung up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm here.
I mean, this might sound kind of weird, but, I mean, you've been talking a lot about Neuralink and different, you know, things about how they're trying to advertise this in our dreams and, you know, stuff like that. I've been having this problem. I quit cigarettes over a year ago, but in my dreams, it's like I don't even know it. And I know you said God communicates to us through our dreams, but so does Satan. What's going on here? Because this is really just, it's been going on for months now. I quit over a year ago, and it's just really bothering me to wake up every morning. And it's like, come on, man, what's going on?
So are you saying that the nicotine addiction is calling you, even when you dream, to wake up and smoke a cigarette?
I'm not even craving a cigarette. That's the crazy thing about it. But it's like when I go to sleep, it's like I never quit.
I don't understand. When you go to sleep, you never quit. What do you mean? You're smoking while asleep? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like in my dreams, I'm still sucking down cigarettes, and then I wake up, and it's like, wait a minute. Why do I keep having these dreams? And they're not necessarily nightmares. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's more annoying than anything else, but I still want it to stop.
Yeah, that's more a subconscious thing that happens. Like, whatever we do, it, you know, is in life, sometimes subconsciously it comes in the dream, or it could be something trying to pull you back into smoking. Rebuke it.
I don't know. I mean, I've been sucking them down for 26 years before I quit, and I don't even have the slightest urge to. I couldn't afford it anyway. Things are $10 a pack now. But either way, it's just like, man, how do I stop this? This is annoying. And you talk so much about dreams and the academy and just so many different lessons. And it's like, maybe he could help me with this.
Yeah, but there's another thing too, right? Our dreams sometimes have past memories. So if you've been doing something for 26 years, you know, and that was in your memory as a regular routine, you're going to experience some of those memories.
Right.
You're going to experience some of those memories. That just come with
this
it.
This is just
it's
something.
It's your
just something I got to deal with.
Yeah, it's your
just
memory.
Something I got to deal with. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't trying to go too off. You were talking kind of about, you know, dreams and stuff like that on this broadcast. I was like, man, I figure I could ask him. This isn't too irrelevant, but
no,
so this
irrelevant.
Is just something I got to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, get up and ask the Most High to rid you of the thoughts of whatever the case might be. But the reality is, it's part of your past, part of your reality, and you.
It's two-thirds of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to escape your past memories. Sometimes you remind it so that when you wake up, you can thank the Most High, you know, for what he delivered you from, what you overcame. You understand? So sometimes you get a memory of your past self or the old man to thank the Most High for the man you become, right? The negative thoughts, as long as we're in this dark world, those negative thoughts will always be in the earth. It's just the way it is.
Okay. I appreciate you talking with me about this. I didn't know if you were just going to be like, what is he calling about this for or what, but I just got to deal with this one. Eventually it'll go away. Okay. I thank you so much, Elder. Thank you.
You're welcome. And yeah, it'll go away eventually. But thank you. Just don't succumb to it. I'll tell you that. And then what will happen is it'll be It usually catches one in the most vulnerable moment, where your emotions, where now you have unstable emotions, or something happens, or a crisis happens, and that dream pops up. It usually says, okay, one cigarette isn't going to hurt you. See, that's what you have.
I know if I take one puff, I'm done. Trust me, okay. I know it.
I'm just saying.
I could get over drugs easy. The cigarettes was the main drug, let me tell you.
Yeah. No, what I'm telling you is, because it tells us, even Christ tells us about the spirit that leave us, the spirit who watches on the outside of us, and if that spirit cannot enter another person, it watches the original host, excuse me, and then it waits for reentry. So the whole deal is you have to watch. You're okay now, but in a point of crisis or a scenario where something serious happens where you have unstable emotions, that's when that thought is going to arise. It's going to be right in front of you. And then the challenge begins, okay? So I'm just letting you know right now, when it's there, usually it will present itself in the future with a crisis or when you are emotionally unstable. So just hold on in there, and when you're faced with that, just pray. Go into the bathroom and recite the Lord's Prayer, okay?
Appreciate you, Elder. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Bless you. All right.
All right.
Shalom, Tyler, my brother, from the same mother. Elizabeth has a comment.
Hello?
Yes, Elizabeth, you have a comment.
Oh, Shalom, Elder. My husband and I, with my son, we've been listening to GLCC for a while. And the whole church has been very edifying. All the information that you and the other elders have given out is just so great. I've been a part of the academy for a while. I think I only missed one. And we've been trying to get baptized forever, seemed like 2 years. And we hoping to participate in the upcoming one, but nobody has sent us any information on it. So we're pretty much flapping in the breeze. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Where you from? You're not flapping in the breeze. I'm going to help
We're in North Carolina.
You're in North Carolina. You can't get down to D.C. In 2 days?
We can get down there in D.C. in 2 days, Elder, but the thing is we don't know where anything is. We haven't received any kind of information. That's the only thing we know is the town. That's it.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of that right now. Hold on while you're on the phone. Right? Hold on. Let's see. Okay, Elizabeth and husband, right?
And my son.
Okay, Deacon Shawan will call you tonight.
Thank you, Elder.
All right, he'll call you tonight. Done deal. I'll see you Friday.
Shalom.
Shalom. There you go. Well, that's quick business. Let's go down the line. Geraldine. We got Terry, then Geraldine, then Deborah. Terry.
Hello?
Yes, how you doing, Terry?
All right. I was trying to get to Washington to be part of the baptism, but I still haven't received anything. And besides that, I was hugged. Most of the people I try to help, my own family members, they're not listening. Even though they did what they did, you try to help them to clean their system out, but they ain't trying to hear it. They avoid you.
Well, ain't nothing you can do about that.
I know. That's the crazy part.
Nothing you can do about it. Hey, the kingdom is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and you have to save yourself through this. And, I mean, if they don't listen now, they'll probably, these same people will probably take the mark of the beast when it's time, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, lucky I found out a few did take it, like you said. They had smiled in your face and said they didn't. But come to find out, all that cancer mess, what is they going to take chemotherapy for? Right around the same time. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah. You know, they smiling in our face saying they ain't did this, ain't did that. But then you hear them talking about, oh, I got to go take chemotherapy. I got to take chemotherapy. What are you taking chemotherapy for? And lucky, if I would have never heard that, I would have never knew. Until
well,
I heard that from y'all, like,
people,
kick it in.
People serve who they serve. Right?
Mm-hmm.
At the point where I don't get frustrated on others' choices. It's their temple. Let them do what they want to do with it. You want to get you want to get baptized and have your temple cleansed, ready for the kingdom? That's where we come in, right? So you said you're trying to get there this Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know my email, because my phone won't even let me call y'all or anything. I got to switch services. I can't even call you. I'm on my niece's phone. Call you.
Okay.
I had went to
Metro
PCS.
If he call you, now let me in real quick. So if I give him your phone number, this number you just called to broadcast through, he'll be able to contact you, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. He'll call you tonight also. See you Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Elder. Bless you.
Yeah, I know it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but even Christ says, listen, the kingdom is for few. Let the dead bury the dead. Here's the reality. It's their temple. And I don't try to frustrate others' choices. I just make sure their choices won't affect me. Right? I mean, Satan has his too. Right? Terry, I just had Terry. I'm almost done. Geraldine. I have two more after that, which concludes our broadcast for this evening. Geraldine has a question. How are you, Geraldine?
Oh, hi. I'm doing fine. Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to say I am so thankful of the Most High that he guided me into your direction, that I have learned so much since I've been watching y'all since 2015.
Praise the Most High.
Yes, and he has truly been a blessing for me. But I want to ask something concerning, I have land in Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'm in Michigan. And I didn't know what to do because it's been sitting there for 10 years. It's three different land areas in Oklahoma, me and my family have. And I didn't know what to do. Should I try to do something there or just leave it now since all is going on?
Well, let me ask. It depends on the position. Well, it depends on the scenario. Like, for instance, is there taxes on it? Do you own it with other people? What are the dynamics of it, right? Is it rural? Does it have infrastructure already built on it? So there's a lot of questions. Is it yours or is the property with you and other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my family members on there, too.
Yeah, so you have to get...
No, it's all our land.
Yeah, but you have to get the paperwork together because no sooner things start, the ball start rolling. Then
no,
you have
I have paperwork. I have plenty of it.
No, what I'm saying is, if you get the ball rolling and someone has equal part to the land, it won't take long before people come in and start claiming something. So you have to work out how this ownership works with what you'll do planning for the property. All right. You may want to work at paying other family members for their part in it, so you don't have a conflict in the future.
So what if they don't want to be bothered with it at all? They never did.
If they don't want to be bothered with it at all, then you go through the legalities to have them sign it over to you.
Oh, okay. What's the name?
Yeah, you don't want to start doing things before that happens, because now you'll have there'll be a conflict.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
So I go to go to a what now?
No, all you have to do is go to a lawyer who deal with real estate and let them know with the deed and say, I want to be the sole owner of this, and find out what paperwork is needed for those who are in it with you, that they can sign over their stake in the property to you.
Okay.
And usually, sometimes it'll come with the price, but at least you'll understand what that is and know what to do from that point.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Get some information about that. And I wanted to ask you one more thing. I went to your church when y'all had sent me, to the church, me and my daughter and granddaughter in Michigan. But,
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't want to get in the water because they were saying it was contaminated. So I didn't know what else to do because of that, and I wanted to get baptized again. I've been baptized before, but I wanted to do it, with the right name.
Okay, you've been baptized in a prior church or in our church?
Yes, in a regular, a church, not from y'all.
Okay.
You all.
So
yeah,
are you coming Friday? Are you coming Friday or no?
Huh?
We're doing a baptism Friday. You're more than welcome to come.
Oh, okay. Friday. Okay. Okay, you said Friday, and where would it be at?
It'll be in Washington, D.C. If you would like the contact, I can have Deacon Shawan call you.
Okay. I know that's quite a way.
Or because it's so short of a notice, you can still speak to Elder Dell over there in Detroit, and we can arrange a baptism later for you. That's fine. Either way. All right?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Elder.
You're welcome. And thank you.
Okay. Shalom.
Welcome to the body. Shalom. Deborah has a comment.
Shalom, Elders. How are you?
Hold on 1 second, Deborah. Yes, go on. I'm doing well. Yourself, Deborah. Thanks for asking.
Okay. So I'm going to see if I can kind of cut to the chase, because I think I'm the last one. During the time, you know, I was baptized around in 2020, around that time. I'm going to just say that time. I was taking care of aunt that was 97 years old. So, and I was telling her son, it was just something that they were pounding about her needing to go to Triple J's party early in the morning. We know the party we're talking about. They had to get to
the gym. I got you.
Yeah. So I mean, this was a winter morning with a 97-year-old woman, and she's always been very healthy. Nothing. So I begged them, and you know, it was a dispute about it. You know, or whatever. This was a drive-by party. You know, you come in all or whatever. No, you want to get Triple J's. You know, going on there. So. You know, and opening the door to 97-year-old little woman's arm, if you will. But anyway, it wasn't, I bet, 4 months after that. She's always been very healthy. Always been very healthy. The next thing I know, to answer that, the question of today, or the next thing you know, because I was taking care of her, you know, there was like, just things just started happening. This is my 97, the last aunt, you know, 97, that old. And different things started to take place. It's not only her, I see it all around. So the answer to that question, maybe for ones that didn't know, but for the ones that did, it's a difference there. I never fell for it. From the time it started, you know, I just started, you know, I just thought, okay, so here's another can you're kicking down the road. And I just never, and not only that, I was, you know, going through some issues where I was taking 3 blood pressure medications a day. During that time and stuff, I went cold turkey. I've not taken any medicine since.
Mm. And how is your health now?
My health is fine or whatever because I grew up in all, my mother and father were master gardeners. Okay, so, you know, so, I mean, I contend with the earth, you know, my fruits, my vegetables. You know, if I feel like my blood pressure is elevating a little bit, I'll go in there and chop up a bowl of celery. And I can feel, you know, I can feel, you can feel the earth. You can feel what God works through. He gave you everything. Whatever you just, okay. You got to know how to work with it. You know, you got to know. And at the same time, of course, you know, that's just one component. And then, of course, you know, you have to be obedient. You have to be, you have to stick to the word. You got to do what you got to do in this world. It's just not one thing. You're not going to just get it by. So the answer to this question tonight or what you were talking about, no, it's not going to happen. You say, or whatever. It doesn't even make any sense. If I was somebody, you know, that I'm going to the doctor put me on antidepressants, then I turn around or whatever. I'm not really complying by anything biblical. Then I turn around on top of that and all whatever, and I feel like I want to do recreational drugs. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Okay, so, I mean, I'm dealing with people and all and through my family like that, okay, or whatever, where nothing matters anymore. So I just feel myself separating from them. I can't do it. I can't, you know, or whatever. It was just like you said not too long ago. At some point, you know, or whatever, the dead has to bury the dead.
Yep, unfortunately. Satan is taking his, and we're choosing the kingdom. So listen, I'm not trying to convince anyone from their choices anymore. It's their temple. It's our position to sound the trumpet and let everyone know what the Most High is doing. And we can take you to the we can go to the water, but you got to come to the water too. We in the water, but you got to come down in and speak to the Most High and make that agreement. At the end of the day, Satan is taking his, and the Most High is getting it's opening the kingdom for his who belongs to him. So that's what at the bottom line, people are choosing the God they serve.
The God they serve, you know. And I just was listening to that, and you were just talking to someone, and you said it, you know, last week. You know, you can keep on talking. You talk and talk. No. You know, because it starts to drain you, and all. It's just like your energy is zapped. It's like, you know, get out the Most High seat. Get out the driver's seat.
Well, sister, I got to get to the next call. Yeah, it's enough to raise your pressure,
okay,
right? But
I don't want to elevate my pressure tonight. And
yeah,
I wanted to know, you know, if the deacon could call me and all, because I tried to get through for directions and information about Friday, and I'm having a lot of trouble. I'm having a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment. I'm gonna type your number here right now. All right, Deborah, look like I'll see you Friday. I'm putting your number there. He said he's going to call, all right?
Yes.
All right, see you Friday. Shalom.
All right, shalom. Mm-hmm.
All right, only a few more. Saba has a comment. Saba.
My beloved brother, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. My brother from the same mother. How you doing?
Man, peace be upon you, man. I have two things I want to bring. One, I want to tell a wonderful story about when I first met your wife, and I have a scripture I want to bring out for Ephesians 2:2. So just a quick story. Obviously, I started following you guys back in 2009, and I had moved in 2014 from Indianapolis to Columbus, Ohio. because I want to teach the word and be a part of a body and things of that nature. And you baptized me. You baptized me, I believe, with Cease of Trumpets. And so we had like a little eating afterwards. And, you know, I have been following you for a long time, but you always in the back of your head, you wonder, are people real? Are they real? You know, so after we kind of got done eating a little bit, everybody's kind of sitting listening to music, and I always was raised that you always speak to a man's wife. So I just wanted to kind of tell your wife hi. So I said, hey, ma'am, how you doing? Just wanted to, you know, thank you for all you do, you know, for supporting her and everything like that. And she was so kind, so courteous. But when she was talking to me, she moved, and I seen that she had this beautiful dress on, but she had these tennis shoes on. And she said the most profound thing to me about these shoes, Elder. I said, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking, why do you have the shoes on? She said, brother, because if something goes down, I'm ready to make a move right now. I said, wow. What it told me was like, listen, this is not a game for us. This is real life. We're putting our life on the line. This isn't no Christian church. We're popping up, getting money and things like that. It showed me the realness and confirmation of my own spirit that I am following the right leader. They're real. They're here. And it was a very profound moment. So if you would, please give my love and some flowers to your wife for that wonderful experience and confirming for my spirit that I was following the right teachers back in 2015. So I want to kind of publicly give her flowers, sir.
That's okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, sir, and bless you.
Bless you. All right. Now I want to bring up – I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. No, go on. Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay. I want to bring a quick scripture. So it's about Satan. We're talking about the powers of Satan, and I think one of the most powerful scriptures is something in Ephesians 2:2. I want to read something real quick. It's called Satan, the Master Broadcaster. In Ephesians 2:2, Satan is called the prince of the power of the air, working in the inside of the minds of people. I could never have understood this until, one, I had understood how radio and television sounds and pictures are transmitted through the air, and, two, I had learned the truth about the human spirit and the human brain. If your radio set is on the proper radio wavelength or television set is tuned to the proper channel, the broadcaster's message comes through clearly. Satan, as prince of the power of the air, broadcasts not in words, sounds, or pictures, but in attitudes, moods, and impulses. For example, we read in Ezra 1:1, when King Cyrus of Persia issued a proclamation to send a colony of Jews back to Jerusalem to build the second temple, he was moved to do so because God stirred up his human spirit. In other words, put the suggestion and impulse in his mind, and the king acted upon it. In the same manner, Satan moves on the human spirit within people to move them in attitudes of resentment, impatience, anger, bitterness, and strife. People have no realization of the tremendous power of Satan. The human spirit within each human is automatically tuned to Satan's wavelength. It seems as if Satan has supercharged the air of the entire earth with attitudes of self-centeredness and vanity. And it's just so profound, because I think that sometimes, you know, when I think about the music industry and I think about all the images that we're constantly being bombarded with, things to move our spirit, to move our attitudes, to get us to be self-centered, to get us to be vanity, only worry about the things of today instead of worrying about the things of the kingdom. And as always, brother, I thank you for the time. May the Most High bless you. Bless all the deacons. Shalom.
Well, thank you, brother. A resounding statement and comment, and I really appreciate you, my brother. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Boy, you never know what would stand out through an interaction, boy. But all praises, you never know, you know, you never know, you know, exactly what would resonate or stand with the person. You'll never know. There's deep that someone having sneakers on, you know, whatever. Hey, but a lasting moment. All right. Let's see. We're coming down to the end. 901 area code.
Oh, greetings. Shalom. What an awesome opportunity as always to speak with you, Elder. I was just calling with a comment. Boy, that last brother was awesome. I love everything he said, but I just wanted to call. Yeah, he brought it. He brought it. I just wanted to call and just thank you and tell you how much the Feast of Trumpets service that aired on Saturday. I live too far away to come and attend anything right now. I'm still looking forward to the Memphis GOCC where I can be accountable and in person and serve. But I'm calling to the sir.
I say it's coming, Memphis. It's coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hold you to it. Yeah. But I wanted to tell you that one of the things that struck me that you said on Saturday, and it really is kind of in the flow of what you what this broadcast was about, and when you said that God made man in his image, but Satan is trying to make man into his image. And that just really stuck with me, because the first thing that came to mind was the Baphomet. You know, that's kind of the image of what, you know, Satan is all about.
And the spirit of androgyny.
Androgyny, exactly.
Androgyny
and all of the other.
And cross-genderism, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the image of Satan.
Yeah, that was profound to me, because I was like, man, if nobody can see that America is spiritual Sodom and Egypt, I just don't know why it's not obvious. But I just wanted to thank you for your leadership, those things that you said, really for the last two Sabbaths. But I really enjoyed the Feast of Trumpets, it was a blessing, and you all are a blessing. I just wanted to know that we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. All praise.
Continue prayers for you, because I know that you need people holding your arms up sometimes when you don't know they are, and we are holding your arms up and as armor bearers in prayer for you. And
hey,
and
I need it
brother.
Too. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Bless you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Have a blessed night. Oh yeah, the enemy tried to attack, but you know, hey, I grew up, I had to grow up around the corner, you know, every summer out there, 15th and Market, they got a boxing ring out there. We used to put on the glove, and you know, you learn how to dip them. So, you dodge, you dip, you know, and then whenever you can get, a few in, you unload, right? 323, area code. So the devil, the enemy, trying to throw his fiery darts, but, you know, the Most High is great. His spirit endures. 323, area code.
Shalom.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, taking it one day at a time. Well, can't hear anything. Hello?
Oh, no. Your name?
Mika.
Talk to us. You're live. Talk. Come on. Let's go.
Okay, well, the reason I called is because I would like to receive prayer for my two daughters and my husband. Because my daughter, she's going to the hospital tonight, and she has some things going on that she needs to check on to make sure she's okay. So I'd like to have prayer for them. And I also wanted to know, what day do we fast? What exact day is it?
Okay. Hold on. What is your daughter's name?
Well, one daughter name is Emily, E-M-I-L-Y.
I'm talking about the one you said going to the hospital, the one need prayer.
Oh, okay. Well, both of them need prayer, and the other one, her name is Shug, S-H-O-U-G.
Okay. How old is she?
For my husband. Shug is 25.
Okay. All right, one moment. Let me give you the date, okay? The day of Atonement, right, is September 11th, sundown.
Okay.
September the 11th, sundown. You got it?
Okay, I'll make sure I write that down. Okay.
Okay, September the 11th, sundown, which will be Monday sundown to Tuesday sundown. September the 11th, sundown to Tuesday sundown, where we'll fast, okay? We'll fast for the one day as a body and ask the Most High to bring forth the unification of the faith. This a lot going to happen in this seventh month. We're going to come out of this seventh month. The Most High will do something great in this church from this month on. You can see, I think the world will behold something different, right?
Okay.
I believe that he's gonna unify us in one spirit, all negativity behind us, and the unification of the faith is going to allow the Holy Spirit to use this church. And I truly believe it's time. So, right? So the Day of Atonement is September the 11th sundown to Tuesday sundown. Monday sundown to Tuesday sundown, 11 through the 12th, okay?
Okay.
And
one
will
more thing.
Have me in prayer. Go on.
Okay, just before I get off, I just wanted to tell you that lesson about the UFOs. The UFOs, that was a very great lesson.
What'd you say?
The lesson about the UFOs, that was a great lesson.
Oh, you were there for the UFOs in the academy this Sunday, last Sunday.
Yes, it was great.
Oh, praises. Yes, we're not alone. We've never been alone. The aliens are the gods the Gentile serves. There is no aliens. The fallen gods, they're here. And soon, them and their children, the Nephilim, are going to come from under their layers. The world is going to see who's been running this earth the whole time. It's coming. Right? It's time for us to prep up, get ready spiritually. We're going to need spiritual intervention when they come out those gates. So, it's coming. The final war. Thank you, sister.
I'll pray. Shalom.
All right. Bless you. All right. And we're going to send up prayers for your daughters, all right? Okay, we're almost done. 876 area code, 876 area code. What is this? 857 area code.
Hello?
Shalom. Floor is yours.
Good evening, elders. My name is Shirley Andre. I sent out a couple of emails requesting the address for the baptism. I have not received anything as of yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. And one moment. Can you be reached on the number you called on here?
Not recently. I'm just calling right now just to ensure that I received the address for the location.
Okay, because I don't have the address with me, but if this number you called on, if you can be reached on this number you called on, I can have Deacon Shawan call you tonight.
Okay, please. I'm calling from Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, and I mentioned that in the email.
Okay, hold on. One second here, Shawan. And let me have your name again, sister. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Shirley Andre.
Shirley, okay.
It's S-H-E-R-L-E-Y.
All right. He'll call you tonight, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hope to see you there Friday.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good
evening. All right. We're coming down on the end of this. 916 area code and 478.
Hello, Elder.
Hello.
Shalom. It's been a while since I called in. This is Sister Jackson. I've been baptized member of the Atlanta body.
Okay.
I'm the retired nurse that joined GLCC Atlanta 2020. 2020.
In the midst of the pandemic.
A lot of things have happened since then. I just want to make a long story short. I'm in the academy, I'm on Patreon, all of that. I listen
Thank
to you.
You
whenever I can. I watch you over and over. This is my thing. In this last academy, the one we're in now, where we have one more.
Yeah.
Since the first week my mom got sick and I buried her 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
I have been going through so much with her. I mean, like January, my sister took her and she had, you know what, February stuff start happening, and it happened on and on and on and on up until 2 weeks ago when I buried her. But
so
I've still
sister,
been in the academy.
So your sister was used as a conduit to move your mother into doing something that you were against.
Yes, because she lived with me. But my sister came and got her to take her shopping, and it shopping went to that. But I want people to know that everything you guys say is true. You need to listen. And I'm a retired nurse.
Mm.
But it's true what they're doing. And I know it's going to be so many people with blinders on because I can't get to none of my family, none of my friends, only two people in my neighborhood.
Let me ask you this. Do your sister feel comfortable at all? Like in her?
She had a nervous breakdown. She had a nervous breakdown after my mom passed.
Now, I ain't asked you about the breakdown. I'm talking about her hand and doing something that was probably, from your standpoint, unnecessary. Is she accountable at all for her doing something that wasn't necessary from your view?
She wasn't accountable. She was rebellious to the fact that I had my mom not even going through our biblical. I had her following.
Now, I'm talking about, sister,
the truth.
I'm talking about after your mother, follow me real quick. After your mother passed and after you told your sister what not to do, is she relating her actions?
I told her what not to do before she took her.
Yeah, but after your mother passed is what I'm asking you. Do your sister feel accountable that she had a hand in that?
Like I say, it was 2 weeks ago, and she's still in that state of depression.
So she do relate what she did. She feel
her
that has something
to
do
show
with
that.
Your mother. Now she understands.
I believe she does. I believe she regrets it. I believe that's why she had the breakdown. But it's true. I mean, stuff was happening so fast, the doctors couldn't keep up with it. 3 different hospitals, 2 different rehabs. She was bedbound, and I had to see about her day and night for the last 6 weeks.
And she was living with you, your mother, and she was fine before your sister took her to do that.
Exactly. I had her on herbal teas. She was not eating anything that wasn't in the word. Her vital signs were good. Everything was good, Elder. I tell you, she was good. No insulin, no diabetes, no blood pressure medicines. She was doing excellent.
Mm. Well, I hope you are witnessing to somebody right now. But I pray that, listen, you have my deepest sympathy, and may the Most High receive your mother in paradise. I mean, this world
believe,
is about,
I believe.
She probably, you know, a lot of, you know, the way I look at it, I lost my mother, and I don't want my mother to go through what this world is about to become. So I'm like, Mom, wait on me. I'm going to finish my work here, and I'll see her at the last trump. But all in all, she's in the hands of the Almighty. Forgive your
and
sister.
I believe that. I believe
yeah,
that.
Forgive, listen, forgive,
I remember
forgive
when your mom passed.
forgive your sister and put it in the hand of the Almighty. Okay?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I truly have.
Yeah, the whole world is under a stupor right now. And you have my deepest condolences. Let me tell you, sister, I can really, there's nothing I can express when it comes to a certain emotion I've never felt before. But there's something special about mama.
Yes, it is.
I don't have to tell
you. Yes, it is. You don't have
yeah.
to tell me. But will the baptism of the 200 be televised?
Will it be what?
Live.
You know what? If I have access to some type of, because we're going to be near a beach of water, I'm going to see if we could actually have that live. I believe that this is one of those monumentous scenarios that I believe everyone should be a part of. Even if you can't be there, I would like the world to see our people come to Christ Friday. So it'll be early in the morning, but nonetheless, I'll try to stream it.
If you could stream it, record it, play it later, I would love to see it.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. Okay?
Shalom, and y'all stay blessed.
Shalom, and again, you have my deepest condolences, my deepest sympathies. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.
Boy. Same thing when you go into the hospital. They find the most irrational person to make decisions in your family. Have mercy on us. 843 area code. Last call. 843. Well, that concludes our broadcast for this evening. I must get ready to get on the road early in the morning to make my way into the DMV area. May the Most High be with us. Stay prayed up, sin not, and understand that this world is under a Luciferian guidance, as well as, hey, watch out for the bioweapons, and understand that pharmakia is witchcraft. Pharmakia is witchcraft. And for those who don't know, you don't have to ask anybody. Go directly to the Bible, Galatians 5, verse 20. I'm going to end it here. Galatians 5, verse 20. These are the works of the devil. Okay? These are the works of the devil. Now, the works of the flesh or of the devil are manifest. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, like those idolaters they let in into the country now, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. That means someone is trying to do what? Divide the body. Envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of that which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not enter or inherit the kingdom of God. That's right, folks. And when you look right here at witchcraft, you wouldn't guess what that is. You couldn't guess, huh? Witchcraft. What is it? Let me show you. Witchcraft is pharmakia. Witchcraft is medication, it says here. Pharmacy. Right? Witchcraft is what? Pharmacy. Deception. Magic. So, the temple belongs to you. But before it belonged to you, it belonged to God. Treat it as such. Find out what God wants for you. Follow the law. Find out what's clean and unclean. And do not, above all, defile your temple. Okay? With that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. Thank you, Elder Lawyer. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Get some rest. Stay prayed up. Sin not. And keep in mind.